Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Good morning. Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider. I'm Laura Della Corte, and we are here with Claudia Varejao, the director of the Giornate degli Autori section with Lobo and Cow. And, well, the first question is, during the film, there is a particular phrase that you use by a poet, Paul Preciado, and that he says, actually, that revolution can be done only through weakness, through fragility. And I was wondering when the fragility becomes the key to the change of people, to the change of a place.
Well, first, good morning, and thank you so much for the invitation and for the question. It's a very good question because it's really tricky. I believe, and I would say, maybe it's when you allowed yourself to be different of the normativity. And this is very, very complex because we are cultural human beings, and we don't know what, sometimes we don't know what it is culture and what is be ourselves. But I believe that to allow yourself to be whatever you want, whatever you feel, whatever you desire, even if it doesn't fit in the society. And this particular film, it's very easy to not fit. Because it's a film that takes place on an island, a very conservative island, a Portuguese island, and it's exactly like what you see in the film. There is a lot of Catholic traditions, maybe because it's a volcanic island, and in the past people were afraid of the volcanoes. So maybe suddenly they could lose their lives. So it's very strong, very, very strong, the Catholic side in the island.
And according to that, how did you choose to shoot on
San Miguel?
Yeah, San Miguel. Mm-hmm. And how did you discover all the characters you choose for the film? Because you said most of them are not real actors. Yeah. So how it was to deal with them every day and to tell them how to act inside a movie or to be real, natural.
Yeah, well, I came from documentaries, so I used to work with real people. And the real people in films just be themselves. They act like their daily life. And here, it was in 2016, I was in San Miguel for the first time to an artistic residency. And I was in this island is very, very poor. And I was in a fisher village. And immediately on the first day, I went to the fisher area, and there were fishermen, you know, cleaning the nets. And there was a moment, there was a few teenage girls, very young. They were walking, super well-dressed, high heels, a lot of maquillage. And in the moment they crossed me to be in front of the fishermen, I immediately felt they were trans girls. And I felt, oh my God, how is this possible here? Huh? And I went there to talk with them. And I felt a lot of sadness and a lot of lack of dreams. And of course, I came from a reality field. I immediately felt I want to make a film with them. So I started writing a film with their stories. And then I made a very long casting during the COVID period, and the casting during almost 2 years. And I chose the characters. Well, I chose the persons that were similar to the characters. So in some way, they choose also the characters. And so it was very easy to talk about the characters and to make this process of finding them. Of course, I think this always happens in fiction films. You write something and then you discover even more with the characters and with the actors. So yes, all of them, they are not actors, but they are human beings, and they know they are queer youth, so they know exactly what it is to suffer in the skin, all this process. So it was like this, almost like this.
I found the choice, always regarding to what you were saying of the title of the film, very, very strong, because it puts you in the position to decide on which side are you actually, if you feel more like a dog or like a wolf. And you start to think about how you have acted in your life and how you were perceived from the others. And my curiosity was, your movie is about dichotomy, because there is always dark and light, happiness and sadness, always, you know, this contraposition of big feelings, strong feelings. What, I know that it is difficult to decide, but there is a character that is bonded to you the most, and why? Is there something about you too in the movie?
Yes, I wrote the film with their stories, but also with my story. I grew up in Porto. Porto is a very small town in Portugal. And in the 80s, it was very, very conservative, and it was very hard to be a teenager, a free teenager, which is part of being a teenager, it is to be free. And it was very hard. And when I landed for the first time in San Miguel, I felt, I back up on my, you know, my teenager time. And so this is, I cannot define exactly what is me, what is Anna, what is them. We are connected and we build everything together. About the lobo and cão, wolf and dog, lupo and can, how do you say in Italian?
Lobo and cão.
Lobo e cão.
Yeah.
It's nice, it's very close to Portuguese. You know, there is an expression very used in mainly in literature, which is something that lives between lobo and cão. And this is like being a teenager. It's a period which happens very fast and you cannot control. And it's magic. It's like something that happens between the day and the night. Yeah. It's in cinema, it's very hard to shoot in that hour, the magic hour. So I try to make a film about that period. Sometimes you see it, sometimes you don't. And I feel that we all are low and calm. We are not only one thing. Never. We are a lot of characters, and they are living in ourselves. Sometimes we are a wolf, sometimes we are a dog, sometimes we are free, sometimes we are not. Actually, I don't know if we are totally free anyway, but we try it, and it's like the horizon line. We are always trying to be there, but it's impossible to reach that line. And the film is about that. And well, when you live in a very close place, it's really hard, you know, to reach that horizon line. Yeah. Mainly if you are poor, if you are closed in an island, if you are in a conservative, you know, field, yeah. It's really, really hard.
Okay, can I have the last question, I think? Okay, well, I wanted to ask, since you have been talking about this conservative field, this conservative background, do you think people need faith because of fear or because of something else too? You talk about the volcano, you know, the people that might fear to die because of the natural issues. So,
I think we need things. We need, how do you say, in the daily life, you know, like kind of patterns and things that you need to do, and you need traditions. But traditions must change. But yes, I think we need traditions. We need to feel that we belong to something, to someone or to something. I am Portuguese, but I like to, you know, travel. But I need to feel that I belong to any place or to anyone. And this is very hard because you need to also to be free. And yeah, you know, religion, it's that. I believe it's that. There is a good part of religions, of course, of belonging, of connect with yourself.
That's more intimate.
Yes, yes, yeah. You know, your inner world. That's really important. But now on the other side, we all know that there is a hole that you can, you know, enter there and never get out.
Thank you very much. You're very kind. We have here with Claudia Varejão and Lobo & Cow is the movie, Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider, Laura Della Corte. Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.